This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. There will be no challenge to the new language inserted onto a ballot initiative by a Cole County judge regarding health insurance exchanges. The version of Proposition E initially approved by Secretary of State Robin Carnahan had asked if state law should, quote, deny individuals, families, and small businesses the ability to access affordable health care unless the people or the legislature created an exchange. In a statement, Carnahan says Attorney General Chris Koster refused to file an appeal on her office's behalf. Republican Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder applauded the Democratic Attorney General's move.
Even an attorney general of her own party will not go forward with an appeal of this ruling because he knows that any court that looks at her language will strike it down. Secretary of State Carnahan is shown to be the partisan hack that she is.
The new ballot language inserted by fellow Republican and Circuit Judge Daniel Green asks if state law should, quote, prohibit the governor or any state agency from establishing or operating state-based health insurance exchanges unless authorized by a vote of the people or by the legislature. Republican Congressman Todd Akin has returned to public campaigning for the U.S. Senate with an appearance in rural northwest Missouri. Akin traveled yesterday evening to Harrison County to join a parade in Bethany headed to the grounds of the Northwest Missouri State Fair. It was Akin's first public interaction with voters since commenting in a TV interview that women's bodies have ways of averting pregnancy from what he called, quote, legitimate rape. In Bethany, Akin got out of a pickup truck and shook some hands before breaking into a run as the small parade sped up. A passing Jeep took him to the fairgrounds. An aide to former Republican presidential candidate Newt Gingrich is joining Akin's U.S. Senate bid. Former Gingrich aide Rick Tyler confirmed yesterday to the Associated Press that he's going to work for Akin's campaign. Tyler had worked with Gingrich's private sector endeavors long before joining his presidential campaign, but Tyler left Gingrich's presidential campaign and later served as an advisor to an independent political action committee called Winning Our Future, which was set up to aid Gingrich's efforts. Students in the Columbia Public School System who took advanced placement exams in 2012 outscored their peers across Missouri. Some of the district's highest scores came in psychology and biology. Superintendent Chris Belcher credits the exceptional teachers and the ambitious students for the scores, but he says there's still room to grow, especially with minority enrollment.
Some of that's just the issue of getting enough kids to feel comfortable with that. We're doing lots of efforts on that at the high school to broaden the diversity within those courses.
AP exams, taken primarily by 10th through 12th graders, are scored on a 1 to 5 scale, and 82% of Columbia students taking the tests scored at least a 3, which gives them college credit in that subject. As a state, Missouri tallied scores above the global average. Attorneys for Premium Standard Farms and hundreds of northern Missouri residents have reached a settlement over odors from large hog operations. Terms of the agreement announced yesterday by Princeton-based Premium Standard and some 287 plaintiffs were not disclosed. Lawyers said in a joint statement that the installation of odor control systems at the company's confinements was a major factor in reaching the settlement. Premium Standard has already paid millions of dollars to property owners who complained that their quality of life was ruined by strong odors from the company's hog confinement operations. That includes a March 2010 verdict that awarded 15 residents a total of $11 million in a lawsuit heard in Kansas City. The Missouri Attorney General's Office has announced the state will get a share of multi-million-dollar settlements from lawsuits against drug makers and book publishers. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has more.
First, Missouri will receive over $4 million as part of a $181 million multi-state settlement with Janssen Pharmaceuticals. Attorney General Chris Koster says the company tried to market the antipsychotic drug Risperdal to kids and the elderly despite the FDA not approving its use for those age groups. Also, Missouri will get over $1 million from a $76.5 million settlement with HarperCollins, Hatchett, and Simon & Schuster. The three publishing companies are accused of illegally conspiring to inflate the cost of electronic books in the U.S. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Campsites at a western Missouri state park are being reopened after extensive repairs from last year's flooding. Lewis and Clark State Park is located about 20 miles southwest of St. Joseph, on the shore of an oxbow lake near the Missouri River. The park was swamped during the massive flooding in 2011. The playground, boat ramp, and picnic area reopened in April, and officials say more than 30 campsites are now open as well. More campsites will be available as repairs are completed. The University of Missouri-Columbia plans to invest $2.5 million to expand the number of degrees students can earn online. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that the school will spend the same amount next year if the effort goes well this year. Currently, students can complete 45 mostly master's-level degrees online. Plans call for the addition of 15 degrees by 2014. Interim Vice Provost for e-learning Jim Spain says the university plans to award grants up to $250,000. Campus departments can use the money to pay for startup costs. Spain says it's too soon to say which new degrees will be offered online. The number of university students taking classes online has more than doubled from 2005, reaching 9,150 students last year. New research out of Washington University has found that soil bacteria and human pathogens share some genes that make them resistant to antibiotics. As St. Louis Public Radio's Veronique LaCapra reports, the research suggests the bacteria are exchanging genes, a finding that may change our thinking about how to combat antibiotic resistance.
Washington University microbiologist Gautam Dantas says the genes for antibiotic resistance were clustered together with other genes known to move DNA between bacteria.
Now you have these multi-drug resistance clusters, these gene clusters, which in principle, in a single transfer event, could transfer multi-drug resistance from one bacteria to the other.
Since antibiotics are widely used to treat both livestock and people, Dante says combating antibiotic resistance is going to take a joint effort in agriculture and medicine.
We need to be better about how we regulate antibiotic use in animals, and at the same time, better about how we regulate the prescription of antibiotics in the clinic.
His research is published in the journal Science. I'm Veronique LaCapra.
For KPIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.